Rehina, after serving more than 4 years behind bars for sexually assaulting a minor, a Rehina man has learned his fate after a sentence was handed down by Justice Graham Mitchell. The victim, 14 years of age at the time of the sexual assaults, first encountered Philip Lionel Levick in the weight room of the Lawson Aquatic Center, where he volunteered to help improve her weightlifting skills. After that first meeting, Levick and the victim began communicating frequently. Court heard it was only a few weeks later that Levick initiated the assaults. The victim, whose identity is protected by a publication ban, described blaming herself for the attacks, being plagued by flashbacks and difficulty sleeping. "I'll never forget what happened, but I know I'll heal and come out of this stronger than I have ever been before," she said in a victim impact statement, noting her gratitude for the support of those in her life through the ordeal. "This might sound crazy, but I forgive you. Not for you, but for myself. Even though forgiving you was one of the hardest things I have had to do, it was the only way I could move on in life and realize what is done is done." The victim's mother also provided a statement, describing how her daughter's life has been forever changed through Levick's actions. "She hasn't experienced any of the normal teenage behavior, as she has had to grow up before her time," noted the victim's mother. "You have stolen her teenage years, her ability to feel happy among people." Back on September 16, 2022, Mitchell designated Levick, 35, as a dangerous offender, and on December 9 sentenced him to 10 years incarceration for the first count of sexual assault on April 12, 2018, and 14 years on the second count of the same charge that occurred 3 days later, to be served concurrently. With the time Levick has already served, a remand credit to that global sentence of 14 years exists, 4 years, 7 months and 15 days. However, an attack on a fellow inmate of the Rehina Provincial Correctional Center in January of 2021 resulted in Levick sentenced to 27 months for aggravated assault. While this reduced his remand credit days to 877, a 1.5:1 ratio for time served means Levick will see 3 years and 221 days applied, reducing the actual time to 10 years, 3 months and 13 days in a corrections facility in British Columbia. "The sentence I impose must protect the public, most especially the victim," Mitchell said in handing down the sentence. "It must clearly denounce Mr. Levick's conduct and deter him and others from committing sexual offenses against children." Crown Prosecutor Roger De Corby submitted on the September court date that Levick meets the criteria for designation as a dangerous offender, with the position seeking a longer sentence, that a long-term supervision order would not adequately protect the public. De Corby wanted to see 8 years served on the first offense and 12 on the second one. Representing the respondent, Andrew Hitchcock favored a long-term supervision order and a reduced sentence with credit for pretrial custody. On the December 9 court date, Hitchcock's submission was in the 10 to 12-year range in a federal penitentiary. Mitchell also considered Levick's lengthy criminal history of violence and sexual violence and the likelihood of reoffending. In addition to the jail time, Mitchell added a 10-year long-term supervision order, plus additional orders including firearms prohibition, no contact with the victim or any people under the age of 16. "Given his history of sexual violence, it is mandatory that he participate and successfully complete a high-intensity violence prevention program prior to any consideration of parole," read part of a doctor's report. In late 2017, RPS warned the public that Levick would be residing in a north-central neighborhood upon release from prison after previous sexual assault conviction. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. # CrimeCopsCourt _SKTODAY R. Kudrowski @sasktoday.ca